history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena.
Good morning.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you. What I'm going to talk about now, when I first read it yesterday, I got quite angry.
Oh.
And then I calmed down. And then when I read it on the train, I got angry and I calmed down.
Okay. Are we ready for another cycle of it?
Here we go. Yeah, sort of. Right. Remember last week we talked about that small passage of time
and
nuclear explosions and stuff like that. It was such a ridiculous small amount of time. But someone sent me this yesterday. The smallest conceivable length of time used to be a millionth of a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second. Oh, pardon me, of a second.
Wow, that is very small.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's just they're making it up. Right, but a new theory's come out now, and it comes from the Planck Institute, and I've had dealings with these Planck people in the past. To be honest with you.
What does the Planck Institute do?
Come up with rubbish like this.
So they're not like particle physicists or
anything. Oh, yeah, but they do. But I know what's happening here. I know what's happening here. But they've come up with this is the smallest amount of time. 10,000th of a billionth 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 of a second. Now stop it. What's happening here? You've got two very clever people are playing my dad's better than your dad.
Yeah.
Because you can go blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, I've got another one plus one.
What I find difficult is when you said this is the smallest conceivable unit of time. I'm like, I can't conceive
that.
No,
neither
can
I.
My brain doesn't work like that.
Look, you're not doing yourself any favours here.
What do they use it for? They're
strutting out. It's like they're in the playground.
You've got angry again.
Do they need it for chemical reactions or something?
Nah, nothing.
Does it have a name? Science.
Eh?
Does it have a name?
Nah. Oh, small. Good point. No, it hasn't. A gazillionth.
It's I just a gazillion. Made it up. A nano, bano,
it's
bueno,
ridiculous.
Bueno,
just
something.
Even a word banana, billionth is ridiculous, banana, but you've got five of them. So stop it. You look
Rob
idiots.
Says stop it.
Rob says stop it.
Right, okay.
What else
answering
we got?
Stuff. Right. Researchers have discovered. Now, this is humanity's learnt nothing, right? I'm having a go at everybody today.
Rob's on his soapbox this morning.
Researchers have discovered a clay tablet more than 3,000 years old from the Queen of the Hittites, who lived in what is now Turkey, to the Egyptian pharaoh Ramesses II with an SOS message that said,
"Whoa.
I have no grain in my land, please help me."
Whoa, that's cool.
And they'd actually been previously. They'd been at war, but they did. They helped them.
An SOS message etched into a granite tablet doesn't seem the most speedy way of being quick, come help.
Yeah.
Just let me get my chisel out and
just
get
how
into
much
the stone.
Better it'd be if Trump had to do that. But I don't want to go with that anyway. But apparently
he's got a different kind of tablet.
Chip out every one of his tweets. Yeah.
There'd been a severe drought through both kingdoms. They reckon it was 150 years. I don't think that's really right.
150 years of drought.
No, that sometimes they made things up in them days.
They had big. I mean, I don't want to get you started on the pyramids because I know this is a whole nother topic. But some people think that they were grain and liquid stores.
Oh,
so whether. Whether or not you could store 150 years worth for a civilization, maybe not.
But the Egyptians want it. They see it coming, which could be quite good. But the experts actually wondered why, they're baffled why they actually helped them and how they survived themselves, ancient aliens' pyramids.
Ooh la la.
Are people fundamentally good?
Dot, dot, dot. But this happened 3,000 years ago. We've learnt nothing. Just help each other out. How much easier is it?
This is true. That is very true. Nice bit of philosophy
right,
for the morning.
Now this one, I don't know how this one got past me, walking sharks.
Now this sounds cool. it's not people in a mascot suit,
no,
is it?
I don't know how this ever got past me. I do like a nice shark article, which I thought was a real good put down that. You're nothing but a shark article, but it's too hard to say. but they've known for a while that some sharks can walk. So I went, well, hang on a minute. I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that either. Sounds fishy.
Brilliant. My first thought was actually going to the shops and there were sharks there, or queuing up for a cash machine and there was a shark in front of you.
What?
No, it's not going to happen. But that's
I'm getting very like sort of Adult Swim cartoon.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Walking sharks.
I was thinking, I wonder why he's getting cash out. Why didn't he just use his card in the shops? But there you go.
What was that dancing one with Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, the left shark. Yeah. That meme. Oh, I forgot about that.
But this is a real thing. It's an epilep shark. Epaulette shark. It's a long-tailed carpet shark found in shallow tropical waters in Australia and New Guinea. And it gets its name for the very large margin black spot behind their pectoral fins.
Like epaulets on a jacket.
And what they do is they actually live in rock pools, and when there's nothing else to eat, they will like pop their heads out and go, there's another rock pool out there. So they get out and they waddle like that using their fins.
That's terrifying.
And they have the ability to not use oxygen.
Wow. That I think is terrible for anybody who has like a phobia of sharks, because you're like, it's fine, as long as I'm not in the water, they can't get me. And now it's coming
so
for
they
you.
So they go back in the ocean. But now they've actually found 4 different species of shark that started doing the same thing, but underwater.
Okay.
They go along the bottom of the ocean floor.
I wish you could see
flippers like that.
What Rob
That's
is
what
doing
it's like,
right now.
Because I'm quite shark-like, actually. Dead eyes, you know what I mean?
Rob's doing like a little shuffle.
A little shark shuffle.
So they actually use that thing to just creep up on like things like snails and crustaceans and small fish. So that's evolving stuff going on.
That's pretty cool, to be honest. That's a
but I don't
science,
think any time will you see like a great white or a bull shark or a tiger shark like clubbing it or anything. It's not going to happen. Maybe for a few years anyway.
Do you reckon that maybe people who didn't have their glasses on and thought they saw a mermaid, maybe that's what they saw?
You saw a shuffling shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is actually what it was. See, I know they do it with their fins, but since you have planted the idea of sharks with legs in my brain, I can't unthink it, and that is what is going to always remain there.
Right, upon me now, quick cough. I've got a poem today.
Hang on. If you've got a poem, I've got a sting for you,
okay,
Rob.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Introducing the Bot of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, okay, this is called Poems. Writing a poem can take cotchels of time, especially if one of those special ones that doesn't have to rhyme. Might sound a bit mad and I'm having a giraffe, but those 2 lines only took 1.5 minutes. Next bit is attempt at slam, so it's voice change and attitude and blam, 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 blam. Now I'm waving my arms all over the gaff. Luckily, this is radio because it looks double naff. Thanks, Rachel and Sarah, for giving me a chance to let my poetry career advance. So finally, if any publishers are listening in, I'm open to offers. Don't be shy. Give us a ring. Thank you.
Hey.
Click into the microphone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, the Bard of Bollocks.
Yay.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Any publishers want to...